Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. While exciting things might happen at the fringe, people tend to aim for the center. This week, I'm looking at three movies about the middle. There's a comedy about a middle-aged couple trying to regain their youth, an action drama set in the Middle Ages, and a documentary about a news photographer who always places himself in the middle. Salt of the Earth, directed by Wim Wenders and Julian Ribeiro Salgado. Sebastião Salgado is a photojournalist from Brazil. Trained as an economist, he moved to Paris in the 1960s with his young wife, but he soon realized he was in the wrong profession. He became a news photographer, taking pictures of people in dramatic or disastrous circumstances. The Ethiopian famine, the Rwandan genocide, the subsequent refugee crisis in Goma in Congo, and the Balkan Wars. Lots of dead bodies there. So the movie opens with his masterpieces, unbelievable shots of pit miners swarming like ants up and down the vast dirt walls in a Brazilian gold rush. His images are breathtaking, moving, informative, and historically relevant, and they're mimicked by the film's cinematography. This guy's a great, great photographer. Movie gives you the photos alongside the cameraman himself commenting on when he took them. So it's like looking through the world's best photo album with the guy who took the pictures sitting beside you explaining it all. Salt of the Earth is a documentary made by his son and German director Wim Wenders, and has the stunning visuals, but he comes across as earnest, if a bit dry. Last Nights, directed by Kazuaki Kiriya. It's the Middle Ages. Raiden, played by Clive Owen, is the commander of the 7th rank, widely known throughout the land for his fighting skills and discipline. He and the other knights are sworn to loyalty to their master. They're well trained with a bow and arrow, and they can cut down 4 enemies with a single sword. Their clan is headed by Malord, ruler of the Bartok lands, played by Morgan Freeman. Each year, the lords are summoned to the capital to pay tribute, as in bribe, to the emperor. But the gifts actually go directly to a corrupt minister named Giza Mott, played by Axel Hennie, who is Max Manus, Norwegian actor. He's effete, whiny, cruel, and evil. You can tell he's a bad guy because he spends more time with his black and white lapdog than with his wife. He pulls all the strings. The emperor's just a figurehead. So Bartok has had enough. He challenges Giza, but is executed in public for his insolence, his land stolen, and all his knights cut loose. Will Rainer's friends siege Giza's palace and avenge Bartok's death? Or will they all just give up and that's the end of the movie? I'll let you guess. This is an odd sort of movie. It has an amazingly diverse cast, African-American, British, Norwegian, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Persian, you name it, they're in it. Problem is, a lot of the cast doesn't actually speak English. They're unintelligible. Not that the lines they're stumbling through are that important anyway, but what's interesting about the movie is that this is a Japanese feudal movie reset in a multi-ethnic Europe of the Middle Ages. So Giza is the shogun, Bartok is a daimyo, Rainer and his boys used to be samurai, and they're ronin now. Even the sword fighting is Japanese style. Whoosh, 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 not European clank, clank, clank. Think of samurai, but in tights and tunic. And the sword fights and battle scenes, while loaded with CGI, are very well done. See this movie for the action, not for the dialogue. While We're Young, directed by Noah Baumbach. Cornelia and Josh, played by Naomi Watts and Ben Stiller, are a childless, decidedly unhip couple in New York City in their 40s. They once had great hopes of artistic achievement, but it didn't quite work out. Ben has been making the same documentary for more than 8 years with no sign of progress. He's a purist who wrangles daily over the essence and the truth of the subject, whether he should, when he should just be finishing the damn thing. Even though Cornelia is the daughter of a famous documentary filmmaker herself, Josh is much too proud to accept any advice from his father-in-law. Then something happens. He meets a young couple of aspiring filmmakers seemingly by chance. They crash one of his university lectures just to talk to him. They tell him he's their hero. So Jamie and Darby, played by Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried, are just what Josh needs to regain his confidence, rejuvenate his ailing career, and maybe resuscitate his marriage. He can get back in touch with his creative side, he thinks. Cornelia is suspicious at first, but soon she's just as entranced as Josh is. They volunteer to help him with the documentary, the two young couple. They're so casual. They're not out for fame or fortune. They just do it for the art. So Josh is in love with them. Soon enough, they're listening to the same 80s vinyl songs they used to laugh at. They're attending weird native purges that involve puking. They're hanging out in crowded nightclubs with obscure bands. It's like they were told the secret hipster handshake. And they were given the keys to the city of Bushwick in Brooklyn. They adjust their wardrobes and hats and lifestyle accordingly. But all is not what it seems. Does the younger couple have ulterior motives? You betcha. While We're Young is a good, light social comedy, and not much more. It's cute, but the trends the characters chase are unoriginal. Noah Baumbach is a very good filmmaker who happens to be dating a much younger woman, which may be his inspiration for this movie. I think he's aiming for Woody Allen's Crimes and Misdemeanors, a serious movie, but he gets something closer to Meet the Fockers. This is a formulaic generation gap comedy. Salt of the Earth starts next week, and Last Nights and While We're Young both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.